Here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 29th of May, 2010. It's the birthday of John F. Kennedy, born in Brookline, Massachusetts, 1917, who said in one of his last major public speeches, "When power leads man towards arrogance, poetry reminds him of his limitations." It's the anniversary of one of the most legendary moments in modern art, 1913, on this day, The Rite of Spring, music by Igor Stravinsky, choreography by Vaslav Nijinsky, had its premiere at the Théâtre des Champs-Élysées in Paris. It was unseasonably hot on this evening in Paris. The audience was restless. They sat quietly through the first several minutes of The Rite of Spring, but when the music suddenly turned harsh and dissonant, people began to shout at the stage. The conductor kept the performance going. Fights broke out between members of the audience. Some people enjoyed the music. They attacked those who were booing. People spat at each other. The police were called. Stravinsky left the auditorium. Nijinsky stood on a chair in the wings, shouting out the counts to the dancers who couldn't hear the music over all of the booing. The piece lasted only 33 minutes, but by the end, there was nearly a riot. All for a ballet about a pagan ritual in which a virgin is sacrificed to the gods of spring by dancing herself to death. Music drawn from Russian folk music chopped up into a dissonant collage with a relentless staccato rhythm. A year later, it was performed, and the audience carried Stravinsky out on their shoulders. Here's a poem for today by Amy M. Clark, entitled Ark. My seatmate on the late-night flight could have been my father. I held a biography, but he wanted to talk. The pages closed around my finger on my spot, and as we inclined into the sky, we went backwards in his life, beginning with 5 hours before the funeral for his only brother, a forgotten necktie in his haste to catch this plane the other way just yesterday, his wife at home, caring for a yellow lab she'd found along the road by the olive grove, and the pretty places we had visited, Ireland for me, Germany for him, a village where he served his draft during the Korean War, and would like to see again to show his wife how lucky he had been. He talked to me, and so we held his only brother's death at bay. I turned off my reading light, remembering another veteran I met in a pine forest years ago who helped me put my tent up in the wind. What was I thinking, camping there alone? I was grateful he kept watch across the way and served coffee in a blue tin cup, like the makeshift shelter of a tent. A plane is brought down, but as we folded to the ground, I had come to appreciate even my seatmate's breath, large and defenseless, the breath of a man who hadn't had a good night's rest. I listened and kept the poles from blowing down and kept a vigil from the dark today. A poem titled Ark by Amy M. Clark from her collection Stray Home, published by University of North Texas Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with their series of poetry podcasts at poetryfoundation.org. And by LendingTree.com, offering the new Loan Coach, giving personalized financial advice for every step of the lending process. Just one of the many tools at the all-new LendingTree.com. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.